As winter drags on and cabin fever settles in, finding things for kids to do may start to feel like a struggle. They can play outside, sure, for a while, but then what? How about your nearby museum for kids? Children's museums around Wisconsin are upgrading their facilities, updating their exhibits, and inviting families to join the fun. We're visiting three different museums from around the state to find out what's new and what's next, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Share a memorable experience at a children's museum for you or from when you were a kid, maybe. What do your kids say about visiting? Is there a children's museum you'd like to give a shout-out to? And what other activities and institutions do you go to when you're looking for that wintertime activity with your kids? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Michael McCorney is the Chief Executive Officer for the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. Yesterday was the grand opening of their new building. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, congrats on the grand opening. Can you walk us through the front door? What do we see in the new Children's Museum of Eau Claire?
Sure. So when kiddos arrive, one of the first things that they'll notice and see are tall timbers. We actually have a product called Structural Round Timber that makes up our building structural system. And it's the kind of first system of its kind in the world, which we're really excited about. But it really evokes play as well for children at the new Children's Museum. They might not see this, but they also, it benefits them. So our entire energy system is actually 100% renewable energy from geothermal and over 300 solar panels on our building's rooftop. But then as they get into our front entrance, they see three different galleries of exhibits on our first floor. We have our Bitty City, which is like growing up in a small community. We also have a water exhibit called Waterworks, and then an area for the littlest kiddos called Toddler Forest. And then our second floor is actually more of a mezzanine. It's actually open to the first floor. And on that level, we have three exhibits as well. Body Smarts exhibit, which is all about the body with a larger-than-life digestive climber to climb through. And then also we have Shape Up, which is an area dedicated to exercise and fitness. And then finally, we have Explore and Discover, which is kind of our what inspired that design was our proximity to the Ice Age Trail. So we have a large fossil dig in that exhibit area. There's also a camping and fishing space. And then we have another area that's dedicated to kind of more historical artifacts.
Now, before we go into more of the exhibits there, designing a new building for the Children's Museum, A, sounds like it'd be really exciting. B, it sounds like it'd be kind of daunting and scary. Could you tell us a little bit about what you did to figure out how this new institution or this new version of the institution would serve your local community?
Sure. Yeah. The biggest thing for us was we really had to identify what are the must-haves for us to build a new building and what do we want what do we want that building to offer? And so we went through that process and really identified what are the key things that we needed, that we lacked in our old building. Many of those, parking, very common in a downtown area. So we now have free parking for our guests in a parking ramp that is adjacent to the new museum, which is excellent. We also added much more natural lighting. And there's actually some really unique windows as well that kind of give the building a look of maybe Swiss cheese. So it fits really well in our state of Wisconsin.
Very thematic, yeah.
Yeah, as well. So, and then we worked with our community to really identify what are some of the experiences you'd want to see. And we even hosted some younger kiddos to come in and share their idea for exhibits they'd like to see in the museum. And actually some of what they shared made it into the final thing. We heard a lot of kids wanted something with dinosaurs or digging. So we made a fossil dig. And then also we had a small fire truck experience in the old museum, but kids really wanted a giant actual fire truck in the new museum. And so we brought that as well. And that was kind of a fun thing we had to source from the state of Ohio to actually salvage an old fire engine. So that was really exciting and fun as well. And we worked with just a great team of local contractors. We had actually two that partnered together to collaborate on this project, which was fantastic. And then a wonderful exhibit design firm, and then also numerous architects as well.
And you've got something called, I want to hear more about this, a sensory room there. This is a big part of the process. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we've actually partnered with UW-Eau Claire and their special education department to create a space that is for children that may have sensory needs. And basically, the space is within our second floor, and it allows children, if they are having maybe a moment where they're overwhelmed, to go to an area to kind of work through that overstimulation and then positively re-engage back into the experience of our exhibits. And really our goal with that, and our goal with the whole building, is to make it as accessible and available to everyone. But also oftentimes in that situation, maybe in our old building, children would have to maybe leave, or parents would feel like they'd have to leave. Now they have a space where they can hopefully, calm and collect, and then move and return back to play as well. We're also providing kits for children with sensory needs that they can experience in the museum, and they can take that kit with them out into the exhibits as well if they should need it too. So it's a wonderful collaboration with our local university. It was actually, the entire design for the space was done by students with their professor. So we're really excited about what this will offer, and it was just a great partnership and project to work on.
Michael, thanks for sharing the new building with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for allowing me to.
That's Michael McCourney, Chief Executive Officer of the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. Michael joined us to talk about the grand opening of their new building. It's part of our tour today of children's museums around the state, checking in on what's going on. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you are now or have ever been the parent of kids, younger kids in particular, did you rely on a local children's museum or visit them when you were traveling around the state or beyond? Do you have one in your local community that you want to put in a plug for? Love to hear from you. Or is there something else along these lines that you'd like to do on maybe that cold winter day where outdoor activities can only last so long? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email ideas@WPR.org. Now we move to the Fox Valley. Casey Holdcroft is the marketing manager at the Building for Kids Children's Museum in Appleton. Casey, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. We're excited to be here.
Give us a taste of the kind of things that families will experience at the Building for Kids.
Absolutely. So the Building for Kids is located right in downtown Appleton. We have two floors and over 30,000 square feet of exhibits for kids and families to come and explore. So when you walk in our front door, you can see our whole kids town is located there. So we have a credit union, a doll hospital. We have a place where you can go drive a big rig. And then we also have a STEM space located on our first floor. And then when you go up the stairs, you can find a whole lot more. Our second floor is quite a bit bigger than our first floor. But you can find things like a place for our youngest visitors to go. So those from ages 0 to 3, you can find an art studio, a water space, and lots more.
And you've got a new exhibit in the works, Food to Grow.
Yes, we are very excited to partner with Children's Wisconsin and Schreiber Foods to welcome a new permanent exhibit to the Building for Kids this coming fall. Like you said, it's called Food to Grow, and it's going to focus all on food sourcing, food choice, food equity, and really the overall cultural significance of food. So it's going to have 5 different areas, including a farm where kids can grow their own food, a market where they can sell it, a pantry, a kitchen where they can cook, of course, and then a table so that families or maybe perhaps some new friends made at the museum can all sit down together and eat.
I've got a cryptic note from our producer here. I understand from your office, Casey, you can hear children shouting fire every day, all day. What's going on there?
I always say it's one of the only places where you can work at a children's museum is where you can hear fire screamed all day and not be concerned because we have a huge life-size fire truck right outside our office. And so every day, that's what you hear is fire, quick, it's in the trees or it's on that building. And it's kids having a blast pretend playing.
Do you get, when I was a parent, especially of younger kids, I often visited local children's museums or if I was on the road on those bad weather days, especially in the winter. Is that something you get there a lot in Appleton?
Yes, absolutely. The Building for Kids is a great place to come on those days when the weather isn't quite cooperating with the trip outside. It's a great place to get out a lot of energy. We have a temporary exhibit right now at the Building for Kids, and it's called Planet Imagination. And it's in this really huge exhibit gallery space that we have, and it has a bunch of giant blue building blocks, and then it also has an obstacle course component. And so that's a great place to kind of get out that big play, those working on those motor skills, running around, burning off some energy. And so that's always a lot of fun, especially during the winter months.
Now, as a grown-up who spent time at children's museums with my kids, I had a lot of fun too. Anything at Building for Kids that grown-ups and parents find particularly appealing?
Yes, so I am glad you asked. We actually have an adult-only night coming up at the Building for Kids later in February. So it's kind of that chance for either the adults who don't have kids, or maybe the adults who want a chance to come play at the museum without their kids, to come to the museum. And it's called Art Jam. So it's going to be all about focused on art and collaborative art. You'll have food, drinks, live music, all of that good stuff. And we always say that we have a crane at the museum, and that is one of our most popular exhibits, but it's honestly a very popular exhibit for adults more than kids sometimes, depending on the day. And so that's the chance when adults don't have to give up their spot at the crane for the next kid in line.
Casey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Casey Holdcroft, Marketing Manager at the Building for Kids Children's Museum in Appleton. We're taking a tour of children's museums around Wisconsin. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you want to tell us about your local children's museum or other institution that's a great place to take kids to, especially in these winter months. Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in a caller now. Ellen is with us in Madison. Ellen, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell
Can
us
you hear
about,
me?
Ellen? Yep, loud and clear.
I worked at the first children's museum in Chicago on Michigan Avenue. My good friend Jean Unsworth was a professor at Loyola University, and her good friend decided they wanted to make this a plan. And we had small installations on the staircase where the library was kind enough to give us space. And eventually we ended up with a small room in the back where we could store some supplies. And we gave Saturday classes to participants in visualizing the museum, trying out our small, small compact little areas. And I worked there for 2 years. And when I did come to Madison, I actually was a volunteer in our children's museum when it was over in Bedford.
Excellent, Ellen. Thank you so much for sharing that experience. Some groundbreaking work at children's museums. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We are taking a tour of children's museums around the state and beyond. Still time for you to join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to put in a plug, a shout out for a children's museum you've loved near or far? Do you work at one? No problem. You could share what's going on there with us. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Next stop, Madison. That's coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We are visiting children's museums around Wisconsin. We have been to Eau Claire and Appleton. Just a minute, we'll head to Madison. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you want to share a museum, maybe an experience going there, working there. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's bring on another caller now. Nancy is with us in the North Woods by Eagle River. Nancy, hi.
Hi there. I was just going to plug the Children's Museum in Eagle River, which is the Northwoods Children's Museum. They have a fantastic display of a mine, a store. They have snowmobiling because we're known for the snowmobiling up here. Kids can actually ride a little snowmobile, and it's just an awesome children's museum. And it's how I actually got started with children's museums. And now I've been to several of them in Rhode Island and in Massachusetts.
Wow, Nancy, thanks for sharing that. Eagle River Children's Museum, the Northwoods Children's Museum, at 800-642-1234. Now we'll head to Madison. Kia Carlin is the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement for the Madison Children's Museum. Kia, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you've you've got a lot going on there, it looks like. The Wonderground Project, the second phase building that finished up this fall. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. Well, our big project during COVID, when we closed the museum for a little over a year, we decided to fast track adding more outdoor space to our museum, which had been a long-term goal, but we decided to double down on it and do it quickly and do it imaginatively and creatively with our community. So we, in the fall of 2021, opened the first phase of the Wonderground, which is a 10,000 square foot outdoor exhibit and play space on our property. This fall, we closed it for a month to build out even more fun climbing equipment, rope bridges, lots of ways for kids to move around, move their bodies, get active at the museum. It's a wonderful four-season outdoor play space. Of course, it's immediately adjacent to all of the indoor comforts you might need when taking your kids outside during the winter.
What kind of things are kids doing outside, especially in the winter season?
Well, we have, I think we boast Madison's only rooftop ice rink, and it's scaled for young kids who are just learning to skate. We've got double blade skates that strap on over whatever shoes and boots you're wearing already. That's up on the roof of our building. And then the Wonderground space has multi-story climbing structures, playhouses, slides, a historic log cabin family home that is one of the oldest surviving family home European family structures in the state of Wisconsin. And coming up soon, as soon as we have a stretch of enough cold weather, we will be working with friends to add machine-made snow to the space, to add sledding hills. Last year we had a luge run in the space. So it's a changing space that evolves with the seasons, and we're excited about spending the rest of the winter out there.
Well, sticking with the wonder theme, there's also a new project called Caretakers of Wonder. What is that?
Yes, and that's a project we're very excited about, and our visitors and public will get to see it further down the road. This was a national grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services to have us take the lead at Madison Children's Museum in working with a group of 9 children's museums from around the country to look at sustainability education and how to developmentally, in a developmentally appropriate way, how to get at some of the undergirding topics around climate change that are appropriate for young children, understandable by young children, and that come from a voice of hope and optimism and agency, and that we have the power to make things different. So it's sort of a climate change project that will never mention the word climate change, because we want to ground this in encouraging kids to play outside, learn to love nature and the outdoor world, to care for animals and other people, and develop their empathy skills. So we are excited to work both locally with Madison community advisors and partners at the University of Wisconsin, as well as with a network of 8 other children's museums from around the country that are joining us in this effort.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of bad ways to talk to kids about climate change. Kia, can you, I know this is still in the works, but can you talk about the focus, what kind of things kids would experience in the final project?
Yes. Well, each museum will take on its own project. Here in Madison, there are 2 parts. Each museum is planning a way to improve its own carbon footprint. So looking at investing in renewables, I applaud Michael and his team at Eau Claire for already running on 100% renewable energy. That's a goal of ours. In terms of the public-facing aspect, we are working on an exhibit. The working title is Rhythms of Life, and it will be designed for young kids, and again, to just encourage kids to explore and delight in the interconnectedness of the natural world and the human world, and really, really grow up with a sense of caring for everybody on this planet and everything on this planet.
And what is the timeline for the Caretakers of Wonder project?
This startup grant is a 2-year project. We'll be convening our first meeting of all of these advisors and museum partners in February of this year. Our exhibit that we are working on is slated to open in spring of 2024. So it'll be a little over a year before you can come into our museum and see the new exhibit, but there's a lot of exciting work going into it.
In just our last minute or so, Kia, I mean, as parents, we might think of a children's museum as a good place to take the kid to play, maybe especially in bad weather. Can you talk a little bit more about what you see as the role of a children's museum in serving a community?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we I very much, you could hear it from all of the museums that were mentioned today in this program. We grow out of our community. We all reflect our local communities. We want everyone who visits to feel welcome and included. We want kids to have a joyful, sort of adventurous playtime in the museum with a lot of open-ended activity. And I know I've been talking up our outdoor space a lot. We have 3 floors of indoor exhibits that are beautifully temperate in any weather as well. So lots to do here.
Kia, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Kia Carlin is the Vice President of Education and Community Engagement for the Madison Children's Museum. We've been taking a tour of children's museums around Wisconsin, finding out what's going on. Before Madison, we took stops in Eau Claire and in Appleton. And there is still time for you to keep sharing your favorites. Put in a plug for your local community children's museum or maybe an experience you've had elsewhere in the state, elsewhere on this planet at a children's museum. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page and tell us about it. That's the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear or read, I guess, your stories there.